The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One legend says he's going to step in if the wrong team drafts his quarterback. Who's that legend, Tone? Who's his quarterback, Tone?
I believe it's somebody that we have been talking about on our podcast many, many months now.
And what's their names, Tone?
Deion Sanders.
Should it be Sanders? Survey says.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it publicly. I'll do it privately.
So
yeah.
You said you're going to be dad. You're going to be dad. You're going to be dad.
Dad, cows come home.
He's going to step in if the wrong team drafts his quarterback, which is his son, Shador Sanders.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk about the team or the region. They kept pressing him on, like, where, though? Where? What region? And he's like, no. He's like, it has to do with organization. It has to do with someone who could be tasked with being able to coach a player of my son's ability.
Oh, you guys think it's nuts now? You won't know nothing about nuts. He is playing this as well as anybody. First off, congratulations to his Buffaloes. A lot of people thought that they'd be at death's door. And I wrote him off, too, and they've done a fantastic job. Second of all, he's playing this perfectly. You know who would give him all the power in the world? Jerry Jones. You know who would give him all the power in the world? Jimmy Haslam. You know who would give him all the power in the world? Maybe the New York Giants. I mean, all these teams are as desperate as it gets. He ain't going to say that his son is going to play, not going to play for these teams. No. No. Deion wants an advanced role. He has done well at the FCS level. He has done well now at the FBS level somewhat, but mostly, yeah. He wants to do well at the next level, and he wants a seat at the table. And any one of these owners, I mean, the Maras and the Tishes have been lost for years. Jimmy, we know, will get any type of quarterback he can possibly get. He's obsessed with him, and so is Jarrah. And this guy is looking at going, this is an opportunity. I ain't going to say anything to anybody, but I'm going to step in. Think about all the possibilities that he could have with different quarterbacks in different places. Playing it like a fox. However, Albert Breer was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. He says, doesn't seem to seem like there's a top 10 QB in this draft class.
You know, as I've started to ask around about next year's draft, it sounds pretty bleak at the top. There may not be a quarterback worthy of going in the top 10. Carson Beck hasn't played well. I mean, Shador Sanders is a tad limited physically, and there are obviously questions about what's around him. You know, Quinn Ewers, is he just a guy? I think some people feel that way. I don't think Cam Ward suddenly become like a high first round pick after, you know, being a sixth or seventh rounder coming into the year. So it doesn't look like it's the best year to have a high pick in the draft anyway. This feels a little bit to me like the 22 quarterback draft where that was Kenny Pickett and Sam Howell and Desmond Ridder and those guys. You know, like, I think that's sort of where we're at.
That might be enough to stop you, and that might be enough to stop a lot of fans out there. Do you think it's enough to stop the Browns?
No, I don't think.
Do you think it's enough to stop a lot of NFL teams?
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh was desperate for a quarterback when they took Kenny Pickett, but they convinced themselves that he was good enough, all the stuff about him being around the facility. You can always find a reason. you can always find a reason to fall in love with these guys because it's not a science. We know every year there's going to be guys that are supposed to be really good that are total busts. And then there's always a few diamond in the roughs. Yes, these guys are all going to get overdrafted too. Shedeur Sanders is interesting because everybody's watching him, and yet he's still hanging around, right? He's still making some of the best plays you've seen all year. Breer talks about him being limited. He's six two. He's slight. He's not Deion like in the open field. That's not him. People might just see the last names.
Well, let me ask you this.
And see him on the same team with Deion coaching. That is not him. He is not a runner.
What I don't like, and I'm getting a little bit defensive of Shedeur Sanders here, because at the beginning I'm like, well, I don't know if they're going to go after Shedeur Sanders or anybody's going to go after him. He holds the ball for a very long period of time. He takes big hits, and he did. But I'll tell you what, he still holds on to the ball a little bit longer than I'd like him to, but he seems gutsy, like you said, which is one intangible. But you know what? All I heard about before the season was Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter. He only has Travis Hunter. He's only going to throw the ball to Travis Hunter. Now, all of a sudden, did you hear what Albert Breer just said? Well, what he has around him. What does he have around him? Because I didn't hear about Jimmy Horn very much before the season started from any of the national pundits. Yeah, I didn't hear about these guys like Will Shepard before any of the national pundits said anything. Now all of a sudden I'm hearing about some of these players. I'm hearing a lot about Jimmy Horn. Well, wait a minute. Did Jimmy Horn make Shedeur Sanders, or did he make Jimmy Horn? Which one? Because we all knew about Travis Hunter. We know how good Travis Hunter is. We've known that for 4 years. But who created who? Because isn't that what you want your quarterback to do, is create weapons that people know about, the general public knows about? Because I listen to a hell of a lot of talk about college football, and only recently have I been hearing about Jimmy Horn. That's got to go into Shedeur Sanders' camp at some point.
I'll tell you what I've been impressed with. I don't think anybody, and this, a lot of it's self-inflicted too, and it's from him and his dad. I don't think anybody has been able to deliver under this type of pressure. The pressure that, remember, I mean, he's out there, and this might be why a lot of people are not into this whole experience, but he's out there blowing kisses to the fans. He's out there throwing other kids under the bus on social media. But
that ball boy.
With Texas Tech. And with everybody that despises him, wants him to fail, I feel like he's stepped up. I feel like that's almost driven him in a way. So, yes, self-administered pressure and hatred, but at the same time, he's performing.
Everything as a Browns fan over the last umpteen years tells me to avoid him because of what the Browns' history has been. But then I watch him on Saturday and I go, I cannot discount him.
He is so fun. He's going to be a first-round pick. He's going to be what, top 15?
Probably.
Right? And who knows, by the time we get there, depending on how he finishes the season, you know, all these guys, they're always overdrafted, though. That's just the way this works forever. So I get what Breer is saying, but are you guaranteeing that none of the quarterbacks in this draft can turn a team around? Because I can't go there yet. There's no way I could go there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.